Pentecost is a glorious day. It's a wonderful day, and I always love it because we get to wear red and brightens up the whole church and our spirits. But there's something about Pentecost that is always kind of funny to me as we prepare to get ready for it, and that is the search for a good image for Pentecost. There are lots of them, doves and flames and wind, all of those kinds of things we think of. But when you come to look for something for the bulletin cover, it's not so easy. Thanks to our great team, Laura and John, if I can't find something, one of them is bound to. So Laura found today's bulletin cover. Now you need to understand what they often look like. Flames that you think you're not quite sure what they really are and that they could be actually ready to destroy the earth. Or doves that are dive-bombing the crowd. They're white, they're bigger than the people, and it looks like they're about to attack. This is not potentially a very fulfilling image. Or the doves resemble seagulls, which makes you wish that on Pentecost you were carrying an umbrella. These are not great images for today. And yet here we are, filled with the Spirit, and so we must not rely just on those images, but the things that we actually experience. There are feelings that happen with Pentecost. Modus, with the water on her head and it dripping down her face. The feeling of oil as it's placed on you, and those of you who I might have gotten with a bit of water this morning. That's what grounds Pentecost, the actual festivity, what happens. I know there's going to be clapping later, which is a very Pentecostal kind of thing to do. And I know it's rough to get Anglicans to clap in church in unison, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it, inspired by the Spirit. I have been fortunate in my life to have hands laid on me 3 times in a good way by a bishop. Once when I was confirmed at age 12, and all I remember really about that event was the white veil I had to wear, slipping down over my head the whole time. Then when I was ordained a deacon, and I was absolutely terrified. And just as they sang the beautiful Veni, Sanctus, Spiritus, I started to faint. And I will never forget that, because it was absolutely awful. And then when I was ordained priest, as we again knelt and had the Spirit there, the sound system picked up the emergency call. Roger, 124. We are heading to the fire on the corner of Sutherland and Abbott Street. That broke the ice. And then all of the priests, as they laid hands on, and I will never forget that moment, something happens. When we take the opportunity to feel the Holy Spirit, not just in our minds or even in our hearts, but physically. And I encourage you today to come up and touch the water, throw some on your neighbor, play in it, because that grounds us in that Spirit. Jesus, when he came to his disciples in that room, when they were terrified, said to them twice, "Peace be with you." He knew they were scared. He knew they were facing uncertain times. He knew they didn't know what would happen next. Just as Jesus knows all of that for us right now. And so he told them twice that to be peaceful. And then he gave them a mission to go out into the world and to receive the Holy Spirit. How powerful is it that Jesus said to them, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. That was Jesus' mission to those disciples, and it's no different for us now. We often think that we don't have any power anymore because we're not popular. The church isn't popular. But we actually have, perhaps in some ways, more power now than we've ever had. Because we have the power to welcome people, not just to be the thing that people do on Sunday morning. We have the power to make a difference in our community with all of the mission and ministry that our parish does and that each one of you I know do in your volunteer work. We have the power, even if it's simple as what I sent out this week, to ring the bell and have people be able to feel like they could finish their half marathon last weekend. The power that someone in that race would write to say thank you and say you embody the spirit of Ottawa. Well, I hope that the church embodies the spirit not just of Ottawa, but of Jesus who sends us out and asks us to make real the power of the Holy Spirit. The word in Greek that means Holy Spirit actually doesn't mean just Holy Spirit. It means come alongside. That's the translation. Come alongside. The Holy Spirit is to come alongside us, not to make it all better, not to find us a parking spot, perhaps. I know that's a big deal around here. Not even to help us win the money at the bridge thing. Sorry, Alain, last night. I know you didn't win. Even though we say those prayers and we mean them, and in jest and actually in honest truth, that we do pray for things and hope for things, God sends the Holy Spirit to come alongside us, no matter what's happening. If you are in tears of grief, if you are dancing with joy, clapping with enthusiasm, praying with fervor, desperate in wondering, it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to come alongside us. This morning, we come alongside Modus, and not just us, but the whole Christian church. She did not become an Anglican today, she became a Christian. And I know for Modus, that's a big deal, because she told me a little bit of her story that I'm going to share just a little of. She grew up in a country where the religion that she was born with was something that she had to be. And she could not choose what she wanted to believe. But Modus told me that from a young age, she felt the power of Jesus in her life and knew that she was meant to be a Christian. And until today, she did not have the community, the place where she felt that she could celebrate that and be welcomed into that church. It was never quite the right time or the right place. And I think Henry knows what that's like too. And Sean and all those who are baptized to find the home in God. And so on behalf of the whole church, Modus, we welcome you. And we ask that the Spirit will indeed fire you with the Holy Spirit. Because it's not just about us. It's not just about our neighborhood. It's about our world. And it's about being emboldened to be the Spirit out there. So, clap your hands, have some bread and wine, sprinkle some water around, join us for lunch, vote in a vestry meeting. All of those things you can do today are opportunities for us, but also that you may be empowered to go out from here. And I want to read again our collect from this morning. God of wind and flame, send your life-giving spirit upon your people. Give fire to our words, strength to our witness, and boldness to our proclamation of your wondrous work in Christ. That is not a wimpy mission. That is a mission for us to come alongside and to be that spirit for our world. May God inspire us to do so. Amen.